WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 80 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The longest tenured volunteer at the College Station Police Department is now in the American Police Hall of Fame. Chaplain Dr. Peter Tarlow received the Civilian Medal of Appreciation for his work with departments across the country in the area of tourism safety.
It indicates that together, civilians and police officers are trying to make sure our country is safe. And secondly, when there's been so many negative stories about the police, this is a real example of how we need to be working together rather than tearing each other apart. So to me, it was very meaningful and very moving.
Dr. Tarlow, who has been with the department for more than 25 years, says today's police officers do more than hand out traffic tickets. They are the front line of America's security. College Station police made DWI arrests following two crashes yesterday morning. The first was during the midnight hour after an SUV struck the Ozona restaurant building. The driver, 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez of College Station, was out on bond from a DWI arrest in July of last year and two arrests this year for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. The second, which was reported shortly before 8 a.m., closed northbound lanes of the freeway near Fitch for about 2 hours. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station was arrested after police say he made an unsafe lane change and his SUV struck a second SUV. The second SUV spun and came to rest on the concrete barrier. No one was injured in either crash. One of three Bryan men arrested in College Station Monday morning for stealing a handgun out of the center console of a parked pickup is also being held for DPS troopers. According to the DPS arrest report, a car driven by 17-year-old Felix Ponce almost hit a trooper's patrol car after running a red light 2 weeks ago at Harvey Road and the freeway's southbound service road. During a traffic stop, while the trooper was trying to identify a 16-year-old passenger, Ponce ran off. A search of the car turned up several bags of marijuana and 77 bars of Xanax. And yesterday, College Station police announced Ponce and two others are now connected to 6 vehicle burglaries. Bryan police have announced an arrest warrant has been issued following a shooting Monday night. 30-year-old Justin Keith Bird of Bryan is accused of shooting a man at the Baker Oaks Apartments. BPD has not announced what led to the shooting, where the victim remains hospitalized in stable condition. But Bird is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. The Bryan School District is auctioning rather than moving hundreds of desks, tables, and chairs from the former Stephen F. Austin Middle School and now closed Milam Elementary School. The online auction ends this afternoon at 1, and items have to be picked up by Saturday the 12th. The link to 7 pages of auction items is online at bryanisd.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 80 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
With the revival on Broadway walking away with 2 Tony Awards this year, it's no wonder why the theater company is mounting a production of this musical of all musicals, Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly opens August 4th with performances running 3 weekends in a row. Purchase tickets now at theatercompany.com. Hello Dolly is underwritten by Lynn Holleran and Dr. Charles Bowman. You can't afford to miss this amazing theatrical experience. The Theater Company on Villa Maria behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center in Bryan.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 710 Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We may be able to leave the sunglasses behind today. There's a lot of cloudiness covering the state. In fact, to our north, quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. It's moving east, but slowly sinking towards the south. And that's why I think later today there could be some showers and storms here, highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms are possible tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partial sun, the risk of a storm Friday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers currently sit atop the TCL after their victory over the Generals last night. Meanwhile, it was a bad night for the Astros and the Rangers as the Stros dropped one to the Rays while the Rangers fell to the Mariners. And Yu Darvish is set to make his start with the Dodgers on Friday. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 712. Hey, congratulations to Roger Garrett from KORA. He was named to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, hey. I heard about that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Elected, right. I'm not sure. Of course, the headline said longtime DJ, which I know is two words he loves to have put together. If you see Roger, be sure and tell him that you grew up listening to him in Houston. That probably makes him feel good, too.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he's a good guy. Good to have him in our community, and congratulations
Absolutely.
To him for doing that. All right, with that in mind, shall we talk about slime from slugs?
Sure.
Absolutely.
See, why not, right?
Okay.
Because this is now, Chelsea, just heads up, this is we're kind of starting a science segment.
Oh,
segment
no, here, it's so. It's not all science.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Mainly just space.
Just space.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna do eclipse news today.
That's
too.
Fine.
Just remember.
That's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Being able to repair internal tissue with adhesives would be incredibly useful in the world of medicine.
Okay. Sure.
As of now, those kinds of repairs are limited pretty much to sutures and staples. Now, outside, they use super glue. You know, we know about that.
Mm. Right.
While
right.
the external wounds can be closed up with those glues, they don't work on internal surfaces. But now researchers have created a new class of adhesives inspired by slug slime.
Ooh.
Slug slime.
Slug slime.
Because you can remember
put
those
it to
days.
Good use.
Well, yeah, you remember, you know, those summer mornings when you're a little kid, you could see the trail of the slug,
yep.
you know,
oh, yeah.
where they've
Absolutely.
Been.
Absolutely.
So they're leaving that stuff there, and that's kind of, you know, it's like they build their own road. They slime out there, and then kind of go along on that. The defensive mucus is created by this special kind of slug, whose name I can't pronounce, has a makeup that is ideal for medical adhesives. Really sticky, but also very tough and flexible. Researchers at Harvard. So it must be right and good.
Absolutely.
Modeled their adhesives after that, giving theirs a sticky surface that is flexible and stretchable as a material. Non-toxic, able to strongly stick to pig skin,
okay.
cartilage, and beating and non-beating hearts.
Wow.
So they're not actually using slug slime.
No,
it's just
they,
replica,
exactly.
kind of.
They
okay.
took the elements
the
of
idea.
It.
The idea, gotcha.
Inspired, yeah.
Adhesive was able to strongly adhere to those surfaces, hold up to the movement that can happen and stretching so far. The adhesion occurs in just minutes and can stick to surfaces even if it's covered in blood.
Wow. It's a pretty wow. big breakthrough.
Yeah. Now,
well, here's another breakthrough, and we knew this was going to happen. Immortality, something that we probably won't get as humans in our life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But remember, anyhow, we're all going to die because of climate change. We found
right.
that out yesterday.
Air pollution and climate change, right. It's going
to
kill us.
We're okay. too complex, and really in the world of science, we're a little bit too fragile to be able to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of that, scientists have apparently found a way to reverse cells aging. So individual cells, they can actually stop the aging process.
Like a fountain of youth.
Well, something like that, except remember, just being able to do that doesn't mean it's going to work for us, because then you'd have to get every cell to get younger, and
right.
that's probably impossible to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but some cells, apparently, they can make younger.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because if they could figure out a way to do all... I mean, it's not going to make you feel any better, but you'll look better.
Yeah, but again, then you have to teach all the cells in your face to not wrinkle, right? And
yeah.
all that, or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. And what if you get just that little patch that does wrinkle, you know? And it's
that,
like,
that wouldn't look good.
That's just awkward.
All right, maybe this is better.
Okay.
Beer made with fried chicken that doesn't taste like chicken.
But it's made with fried chicken.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, okay. What's the point?
A couple of beer brewers have told me, then you got chicken that tastes like beer?
Yeah, okay, all right.
A couple of beer brewers teamed up for a very limited edition of fried chicken beer. Okay? It's the Vale Brewing and Evil Twin Brewing Company. They put together it's a beer that does taste like fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it does taste like fried chicken. Okay.
Yeah, but it says it doesn't taste like chicken.
It tastes like fried chicken.
So it tastes like fried, really.
Okay, yeah, it tastes like the batter.
Is that what you want? I mean, I don't know. You could go in, you could walk the beer aisle in the grocery-toriums now, and there really are a lot of choices, aren't there?
Yeah, well, it's like you say, you can get that, but then what are you going to do with the other, you know, five if you get
right.
a six-pack?
Okay, well, you're going to split it with somebody, so you're not even going to drink the whole thing yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, caller during the news
mm-hmm.
came up with a pretty simple, you know, they're protesting the bathroom bill in Austin. All indications are we're not going to get any kind of a law out of it or not. But caller with a great idea, and that is just solve it by putting porta potties out there.
There you go. Nobody uses those.
I mean, doesn't that pretty well solve it right there?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If you have to go bad enough, you'll use it.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is go to some fair or some event where it's 112 degrees outside. Yeah, I know. That's the kind of determinations you have to make every once in a while. So I'm just saying. All right, so just so you know, once again, the solar eclipse is coming up. It's going to be on August the 21st. See how I snuck that in?
The solar eclipse of my heart.
This is the first. Yeah, we got to. All right, we got to pull
that.
Get
that song. Yeah,
first coast to coast solar eclipse since 1918.
Okay, so it is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's it. Now, the 200-person town of Galindo, Wyoming, which is about 200 miles north of Denver, expects to host 20,000 people at a viewing area on a grass airstrip. And at least 30,000 people are expected in the neighboring state park. There's 50,000 people that are going to be in this little town for that. And then what are you supposed to do? I mean, are you going to see it differently than other people?
Get a little bit lonely.
Go ahead, you can bring it up. It's all right. It's a good song. It's a good song. It's all right. Yeah. Since we don't get to play music.
It's not even Tuesday.
I know.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
That's, of course, Bonnie Tyler with Total Eclipse of the Heart, because we're talking about the eclipse.
Airbnb rentals are reaching $1,000 a night in some cities.
Wow.
Okay. People are really excited about this.
Total eclipse of your wallet there.
And then again, because it's...
How long does it last? And do you have to bring your own contraption to view it?
A few hours and yes.
So everyone's going to have a shoebox out there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or their own. There may be some fancy-dancy little something or other.
Man. Some people just don't care about their eyes, you know.
Okay.
I just stare at it.
I got two words for you.
Uh-huh.
Cloud cover.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What happens then?
Think about that. Because if you... Like, did you... It's like going to the... you go to New York and you want to go to the Empire State Building and it's foggy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, you're going to go do that, but you're really not going to experience it because nature, once again, has intervened.
Oh, and this is precisely the type of thing that we hype up as people and nature does not cooperate right when the time comes.
I have one word for you to make it better.
Okay.
Booze.
There you go.
All right, how to eat healthy on a long road trip. Do you like doing that? Well, no, but see, that's the deal. If you travel and you're one of those people who, you know, you want to do that.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is a hard thing to do. So here's what you do. Pack a snack bag.
Mm-hmm.
Fill it with protein and fiber-rich snacks, nuts, seeds, whole grain, crackers, dried fruit, maybe those things.
Beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a beef jerky story for you in a minute, too.
Okay.
Pack a cooler. Fresh fruit, berries, containers with cheese cubes or low-fat yogurt.
Yep, and we all know they have those coolers out there these days that cost a little bit of money, but they keep your food cold.
They will.
And
you know,
if beef jerky counts, then I'm in on this.
Okay, well, and again, you want your tofu to be fresh. And after all, a hummus cup? I mean, who wouldn't want one?
Ooh, I love those hummus cups.
Pack your own water bottles so that you're not tempted to buy those less healthy options at the convenience store.
Good point.
Okay, for long drives, you can freeze bottles of water. Use them as ice in the cooler. Then as they defrost, you drink them.
Oh, so smart.
Uh-huh. Research menus. Check out your fast food menus online before your trip so that you know your calorie counts.
Okay.
I forget where I was with somebody the other day, and they're talking about that. The calorie count on the menu becomes such a buzzkill because you're ready to eat something.
Oh, man. But it 100% dictates my choice.
Even when you're at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, if they had calories next to it, absolutely.
I think they must. Don't they have to now?
Some of them. I still feel like you go to some restaurants that don't.
Either that or they post it at the front door and it's not anywhere near the menu.
Right, and you don't actually see it.
Either way, you mentioned a lot of stuff in that thing about what to take on your, like all those healthy foods.
Yep.
I can't fit any of them in my car, though, because all the candy I got in
there. Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. By the way, stick to the basics, too. Lean protein foods like grilled chicken or turkey when you're out eating, or a small burger. And vegetables is a safe bet.
What fast food restaurant offers that?
Yeah, no, I think you could get apple slices at McDonald's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With caramel dipping sauce.
Oh, there you go.
And always ask for your dressings on the side. That's always a smart thing to do because, after all, if you don't, you're probably going to put too much on there.
If we were doing this smart stuff, we wouldn't be fat to begin with.
There you go. At Starbucks in Seattle, they're testing out this new concoction, beef jerky on coffee. Officially, it is called Pepper Nitro with a jerky twist.
Okay.
Are you going to walk in today and say that? Are you really?
No.
Beef jerky coffee?
Because your barista.
Pepper Nitro, please.
That's right. Who wants a tip after writing your name on a cup is going to look at you funny.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this is cold coffee with beef jerky on top.
On top. What does that mean? Like a piece of beef jerky on top of it?
That's what I'm guessing. It's made by slow steeping freshly ground coffee, then serving it on draft through a nitro tap. What does that mean?
Yeah, so nitro, it's basically carbonated coffee.
Okay.
It puts nitro something or another. It makes it bubbly.
Okay.
Now
and it looks like a beer tap, but it's coffee.
Okay. Before infusing it with sweet and savory malted fennel black pepper syrup.
That sounds gross.
Okay, now, can you go on their website and find out what this thing would cost? Do they do that? Okay, I just had no idea. It's called the Pepper Nitro with a jerky twist. I'll give you a minute and we'll be back to find out.
Yeah. The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change.
What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 724. We'll check the weather in just a minute. Okay, can we price that thing out? Can we price that thing out? Is that possible?
I could not find a price because it's only going to be available in the Seattle Reserve Roastery.
Never mind.
They didn't even. But I saw a picture of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, have you done this nitro thing?
Yes, I've tried it. Go-Go Coffee here in town does it, and I'm sure there's maybe a couple other places.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just look like beer taps, but the coffee comes out of it. And the best way to describe it is kind of like coffee soda. Like, it's got, it's coffee, but it's got the bubbly texture. It's carbonated, absolutely. Right. Me, personally, not a huge fan, just because I like my coffee
like
flat.
Coffee, to be
coffee. Exactly. Yeah. But
don't want to be surprised.
Apparently,
by coffee.
It's got a higher concentrate of caffeine in it as well.
Oh, okay. Well, there
all
it
right.
is.
Yeah. Go for that. All right. Well, look, just let's wash our ears out with this. They went through and they found the best ice creameries in every state in U.S. America. The one for Texas is called the Fat Cat Creamery.
Ooh, I like the name.
I do too.
It's not Bluebell?
Nope. Believes in sustainability. They make their ice cream there. Even the spoons are environmentally friendly. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure.
They're probably made of recycled something.
Or another. Yeah. Okay, so Fat Cat has 5 signature flavors that are offered year-round. They are milk chocolate stout, Waterloo strawberry, buttermilk, Amaya coffee and cream, cat's meow, milk Mexican vanilla, and chai tea coconut.
Interesting. Mm. Where is this place?
It is on North Shepherd, just inside the Loop.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's
super hipster.
Yeah,
and yes,
they have some seasonal flavors as well.
Okay,
like bourbon pecan pie and bunny bait. I don't know what that means, but yeah, you're probably right, and it's probably like $3 a scoop. But if you want to do that, you can say you've eaten there. All right, 7:26. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be warm today, but we're going to have clouds, which will be nice. 70% chance of rain. And that's the thing is, I mean, we've been at 79 since about 6 o'clock this morning. And so we got that. The winds are calm, so we're not getting the cool breezes that we had. Actually, we've just hit 80, so we're at 80 at 7:25. That's not too fun. Anyway, 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 73. And we will have a chance of showers continuing really all the way through the weekend, anywhere from about 30% tomorrow. It's going to peak again at 50% on Saturday. But what they're telling us, again, is we're going to have winds out of the northwest this afternoon, saying the best chance of rain is mainly after 10 o'clock this morning, but a 70% chance of showers today. We'll see if it works. Again, 76% relative humidity, and we've got 80 degrees.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Betamed about their recliners. Maria Rodriguez is with us to cover Wills, and Arbor Oaks is going to be represented with Eva Hutton. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, police say Sergio Jose Martinez broke into the apartment of a 65-year-old Portland, Oregon woman. Martinez is accused of binding the woman's hands and feet and brutally assaulting her. Following that attack, Martinez allegedly confronted another Portland woman, this time at a parking garage, and threatened to kill her with a knife. Sergio Jose Martinez, a Mexican national, is no stranger to law enforcement. Police records show that he's been arrested at least 20 times. Rap sheet includes hit-and-run charges, burglary, drug possession, and auto theft. He's been deported 13 times, most recently in November of 2016. After Martinez was jailed the last time, ICE lodged an immigration detainer against him. But like many Oregon counties, this one offers sanctuary to illegal immigrants, and police are forbidden to help immigration officials. So Sergio Jose Martinez was allowed to walk free. We've seen enough of these cases to know the drill. The plights of the victims, like the brutally assaulted 65-year-old woman, are of no interest to drive-by media news outlets. And the liberals who run these sanctuary cities are never held accountable for the lethal consequences of their decisions. Their sympathy is safe for those who commit these vicious crimes while in our country illegally. It's time to end this, President Trump.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey guys, let's talk performance. Are you tired of all the sex pills and products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with high costs and side effects of prescriptions? Wouldn't it be nice to know that when that intimate moment is happening, that you are confident to satisfy your partner every time? You need to try Noxetril, the explosive all-natural male enhancement pill that will change your life once and for all. Noxetril is like having results on demand with powerful ingredients that go to work right away. We make it in certified top quality FDA labs, and the results are off the charts. Best of all, right now we are celebrating over 10 million pills sold and want all men to take advantage of our free bottle offer. With guaranteed results, you have nothing to lose.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It is 80 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A crash that closed the freeway in College Station for 2 hours yesterday morning led to a DWI arrest. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station is accused of making an unsafe lane change while heading north on the freeway near Fitch. Baker's SUV struck a second SUV, causing the second vehicle to spin and come to rest on the concrete barrier. No one was injured. For the second time in 12 months, a College Station man has been arrested for drunk driving with one prior conviction. 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez is accused of being under the influence when he drove his SUV into the Ozona restaurant the night before last. No one was injured. According to online records, Lopez is scheduled to appear in court next month from a DWI arrest in July of last year. And according to online records, Lopez was arrested last month and last March for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. A Texas A&M policeman reported arresting a Bryan man for the second time in 5 months for driving with an invalid license with two prior convictions. According to online records, it's the 22nd arrest in 12 years for 25-year-old Asenion Alvarado Jr. According to the arrest report, Alvarado has 19 suspensions on his driver's license, 12 of them for not having insurance. He is out of jail after posting bond from last weekend's arrest. A man calling College Station 911 saying he was in fear for his life told police he wanted to go to jail because someone was trying to kill him.
27-year-old Tridell Perry of Bryan remains in jail following his arrest for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon, which the arrest report noted was loaded, along with spitting at a group of officers who responded to the call Monday night outside Frankie's convenience store at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. Last weekend, Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance at a home between Welburn and Milliken. When they arrived, an off-duty Fort Bend County deputy had his daughter in handcuffs. According to the arrest report, that's after the father found cocaine and marijuana in his daughter's backpack. Daughter said her father confronted her outside her grandparents' home after the father found a Snapchat photo she posted showing drugs. 17-year-old Riley Sayers of Waco is arrested for drug possession. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What led up to a shooting at a Bryan apartment complex Monday night remains unknown, but police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for the suspect. 30-year-old Justin Keith Byrd is considered by BPD to be armed and dangerous and should not be approached. The victim of the shooting at the Baker Oaks Apartments at 29th and Baker remains hospitalized in stable condition. A local volunteer for the College Station Police Department has been recognized for his work across the country. Dr. Peter Tarlow has volunteered as a CSPD chaplain longer than anyone can actually remember.
We definitely know it's more than 25 years, and we think it's 29 years, but we didn't write it down.
A recognized expert in the area of tourism safety, Dr. Tarlow was recently awarded the Civilian Medal of Appreciation of the American Police Hall of Fame for his work with police departments across the country.
Police and tourism, which is a big issue of terrorism, are really the front lines of taking care of America. And so both as the chaplain here, as one of the chaplains, and working with police departments and training them to keep hotels and travel and safe. It means a lot.
In addition to his duties as chaplain, Dr. Tarlow helped create the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Police Unit in 2013, which patrols the entertainment and tourism sections of the city, predominantly on bicycles. Waco police kill a man accused of trying to kill one of their officers.
Police say the officer was trying to serve a drug warrant when the suspect hit him with his SUV and pinned him under the vehicle. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says,
there's an individual that made a choice this morning to intentionally try to run over a Waco police officer. That is an attempted capital murder. His hostile actions brought gunfire on himself.
Officers were able to lift the SUV and rush the officer to the hospital where he underwent surgery. He's in critical but stable condition. Austin York, TSN News.
Both chambers of the state legislature supports reducing the cost of health insurance to retired teachers. The difference is the source of funding, $212 million, to pick up what retirees covered by TRS would otherwise pay in increased premiums and deductibles. House Bill 20 takes money from the Rainy Day Fund. The author of the bill is Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Supporters include John Rainey of Bryan, Kyle Cassell of College Station, and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell. Senate Bill 19 funds the relief from unspent money in the state's general fund. Supporters include Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 80 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning by calling or texting us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Nobody.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at brazosvalleybride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
We may be able to leave the sunglasses behind today. There's a lot of cloudiness covering the state. In fact, to our north, quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. It's moving east, but slowly sinking towards the south. And that's why I think later today there could be some showers and storms here, highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms are possible tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partial sun, the risk of a storm Friday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Brazos Valley Bombers' win over the Victoria Generals last night out at Nutrabolt. Meanwhile, the Rangers hit a four-game skid with their loss to the Mariners, while the Astros dropped one to the Rays at Minute Maid. And Beyonce is reportedly interested in becoming an owner of the Rockets. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Have a look at the radar. There's a big chunk of rain that's basically from west, you know, which is north of Waco, all the way over to the Mississippi border, so kind of a strip across there. There is some in Hearn and Franklin, a little bit of rain actually all the way from Waco to Hearn, light shower activity, but that stuff is moving this way. Not any heavy rain right now, but they're saying a 70% chance of shower, so we'll see. Regularly a visit with Congressman Bill Flores on Wednesdays. He's out of the country, so we'll pick that up probably next week. All right, so muscle cars.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, have you ever owned one? Did you ever want one?
I always like the Charger, you know, okay, like the 70s.
But now, as you get older, do you kind of get annoyed when that truck or car goes by that has those mufflers that make it
absolutely
really loud?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, see? Now, Chelsea, I'm going to ask you this from a boy-girl thing.
All right.
Did you have any friends, any female friends who liked the idea of having a loud car?
I don't know. No. And really, the loud cars in the parking lot at my high school were like the big diesel trucks.
Yeah.
One, I mean, a few people, I guess, had what you would consider muscle cars, but none of them were like really loud.
Right. And of course, you were in a time when gas was starting to get expensive. When I was of that age, then muscle cars were okay. You know, 427s and 409s and stuff like that were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as you could put whatever exhaust system that made the most noise on, that was a really good thing.
What was funny is we bought my first car. It was used, and it had, what were they called, Flowmasters?
Yeah, uh-huh. You bet.
Which are like muffler, whatever. So
absolutely.
I don't think it made a lot of noise, but it had it was on there.
But look.
My Ford Explorer Sport.
Yeah,
my Flowmasters.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, there are a few muscle cars out there now. One of the American muscle cars is the Ford Mustang GT,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And I had a kiddo who had one of those, and he, you know, we could hear him coming. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as you turn the corner. Now, but the deal is that does bother some people, and so now Ford has come out with a good neighbor mode exhaust system for their 2018 Ford Mustang. Okay, so here it is kind of in just kind of idling in the driveway, but you actually can choose. See, that's what it would normally sound like.
Yeah.
And then that's normal, and then that's quiet. And you can program it, as a matter of fact, so that, because in case you forget, you can start it at like 7 in the morning and end it at 8 in the morning, and then you can go back to the loud the rest of the day, and then when you're coming home. So
I think part of the draw for the people who like to have those kind of cars, though, is like the little they get for annoying the people who don't like it, though.
But, Brad... That's not being sensitive to other people's feelings.
I know.
And when you
mean me? Okay, yeah. I thought. Yeah.
When you understand that we're all going to die by 2100 because of global warming, climate change, then we need to be as nice as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
be. So here's the deal: it reduces the noise level to 72 decibels, which is roughly the sound of a normal car or a loud dishwasher, and it costs $895 extra. So if you want to do that. An engineer for Ford says he came up with the idea after one of his neighbors called the cops on him for revving the engine on his Mustang.
Oh.
So you see,
mm-hmm.
there was an engineer being sensitive to that.
Yeah.
According to a recent survey, loud cars and motorcycles are one of the top noise complaints in residential areas. The only thing that's more annoying is probably mowing early in the morning, and I'm sure that we'll probably outlaw that soon enough so that we can't have that going on. Hello. Hang on, wait. Try again. Okay, say it again. Hello.
And stay off my lawn.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the leaf blower thing is a little annoying, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Definitely.
All right, so you're driving along and it's raining so hard that you're not comfortable driving under those circumstances. You've seen people pull to the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen them pull under overpasses. What if you're flying an airplane?
Ooh.
Yes. Getting caught in a lightning storm does not sound good. A pilot of an Airbus A320 had to land blind at Istanbul's airport with 127 passengers aboard after hailstones shattered the windshield of the cockpit.
Ooh.
And the stones also took out the autopilot.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. So he basically had to fly blind.
I guess not the position you want to be in a plane.
Don't know if it's day or night, but anyhow, it's there you go.
Hmm.
All right, so guys, here's your life hack for today.
All right.
Okay, things to make you a good husband, good boyfriend. Finding the perfect gift for your significant other can be a challenge. So how do you do that? How do you come up with just the right thing after lots of agonizing? Well, she'll think that you picked out the perfect gift every time. Over the weekend, this is what happened. Jordan LeBeau revealed his secret to finding the perfect present for his wife every single time. The answer is Pinterest.
Oh.
Yep.
He's got a secret Pinterest account that he uses to follow his wife's interests. He tweeted that he had this dummy Pinterest account for 3 years. He first used his Pinterest stalking technique to find a Valentine's gift back in 2014 when they were just dating. Now they're married, and he's the perfect husband.
Oh, of course.
Smart guy.
So, once again, you think about all those times that you think you got it right and you really, really missed it. Now you know all it takes is get yourself a little Pinterest account. You're welcome.
Yep.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Okay, Mom and Dad, you gotta be honest. Aren't there times when deep down somewhere you say to yourself, you know what? I don't like my teenager right now. Take heart. You're not alone. Parenting can be stressful when you're dealing with a 14 or 15-year-old who's testing the boundaries. They want to become more independent, and you're holding them back. At least, that's how they see it. It's a relational tug of war that can get on your nerves. When a conflict erupts, remember this: love is an action. That means you can express love toward your teenager even when you don't feel like you can be in the same room with them for very long. Do something positive. Pray. Say something uplifting or encouraging to your teen. Listen to their point of view without interrupting or without immediately correcting them. I do that one. Zero in on what they're really struggling with. Whatever you do, don't pull away. When they're pushing you to your limit, that's when they need you to hang in there and connect with their hearts the most. It's easy to love somebody who's acting lovable. It's not so easy to offer the support they really need when you're welling up with frustration and anger. Even when you don't like your teenager very much, love them by taking positive action and by remaining engaged. Pursue them in ways that remind them that they're loved, no matter what. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, out at Nutrabolt, the final matchup of the season between the Brazos Valley Bombers and the Victoria Generals didn't disappoint, as the Bombers surged in the 10th inning to beat Victoria 3-2 and secure sole possession of the number one spot in the TCL standings. Here's interim head coach Brett Thornell on what propelled the team to a win.
Getting guys on, we finally got some guys on where we could do some stuff. We could bunt, hit and run, all those things, get guys moving, really. And then, you know, Calabweed comes up big in the bottom of the 10th with a big, big double. Wish it would have stayed in the yard, you know, would have had a walk-off double, but, you know, that happens.
Chase Calabweed was the Nutrabolt player of the game. The Bombers take the field again on Friday as they face the Acadiana Cane Cutters at Nutrabolt. First pitch will be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
Colomay's 1-0. And that's grounded left side right at Echevarria. Shortstop up with it. Throws across in time. And that is the ball game. Houston Astros fall for the third time in their last four games as the Rays even this series at a game apiece, beating the Astros by a final of 6-4.
Evan Longoria became the second Tampa Bay player to hit for the cycle and drove in three runs to lead the Rays over the Houston Astros 6-4 last night. Game three with the Rays is tonight in Houston. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. In Arlington, Robinson Cano doubled twice and drove in three runs as the Seattle Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 8-7. Here's Skip Jeff Banister on his biggest concern with four losses in a row.
Well, we've been swinging the bat. That's obviously the offense seems like it's in play. We continue to swing the bats well. And defense is obviously has to, we've got to shore that up.
The Rangers look to avoid a five-game skid when they face the Mariners tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Dodgers say Yu Darvish will make his team debut Friday against the Mets in New York. The four-time All-Star was acquired from the Rangers for three prospects just before Monday's non-waiver trade deadline. Manager Dave Roberts said Darvish will join the team today and throw a bullpen session. In the NFL, training camps have been open for less than a week, and Tom Brady is already on top of the league once again. The Patriots superstar quarterback ranks number one in merchandise sales in a list compiled by the NFL Players Union. Colin Kaepernick came in at 39th on the list, the only player in the top 50 who's not on a team. In the NBA, according to Scott Soschnick of Bloomberg, Beyonce is considering buying a partial stake of the recently for sale Houston Rockets. The 35-year-old Houston native schedule would likely preclude her from being too involved with the team. Rockets owner Leslie Alexander announced he was putting the team up for sale in July, and according to Soschnick, the price could exceed the record $2 billion Steve Ballmer paid for the Los Angeles Clippers in 2014. Alexander bought the Rockets for $85 million in 1993. And out on the links, with just over a month remaining to qualify for the President's Cup, this is shaping up as a new American team. Charlie Hoffman's playoff loss in the Canadian Open moved him to number 10 in the standings, giving the Americans five players in the top 10 who have never played in a Ryder Cup or President's Cup. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to help us stuff the bus August 7th through the 11th. Stuff the Bus is a community-wide school supply drive to help thousands of kids in our local schools. For times and drop-off locations near you, visit jlbcs.org.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most people, I appreciate value. Value to me is getting the highest quality for a fair price. It's getting extras for no additional cost. And it's knowing that I'm getting the most for my hard-earned money. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, it's all about value. As an independent insurance agent, we are able to offer our clients solid coverage at an excellent price. We represent over 30 personal and commercial insurance companies, which gives us the opportunity to help our clients find the right company for their needs. We have the knowledge and expertise to offer the best insurance solution for your particular situation, and we bring a wealth of insurance experience, all at no additional cost. So if value is important to you, then give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us at the corner of Deacon and Longmire. We would love the opportunity to provide you with the same value we offer our clients every day.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Good morning, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, you know, you're not spending enough when you go to these athletic events.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, travel to get there, you know, whatever the experience is before you go into the stadium.
Right.
The ticket to get into the stadium, the food in the stadium.
The T-shirts and hats and souvenirs. Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to just be spending more money.
Okay.
And so,
tell me how.
Well, the National Football League is about to team with Jerry Jones,
of course,
who has a company called Legends Hospitality Management.
Okay.
This is a group that he put together with the New York Yankees, and they put together a business called NFL On Location. And it's going to be $1 billion to $1.5 billion deal. They're probably going to announce it next week. The idea is the NFL wants to be making more money than simply selling tickets and media rights and T-shirts. They want to be able to have an entire experience for you. So you just go to this website. They'll get you there. They'll get your hotel. They'll get you to the game. They'll buy your ticket. Oh, excuse me. They'll get your ticket.
Okay.
And all you have to do is pay them for all of that.
Oh, yeah. I see.
You're paying.
I
yeah.
see.
Now, that's pro football. They're also looking at doing other events like Formula One racing, the L.A. Olympics, which are coming up, World Cup. But, you know, eventually this will trickle down to college athletics.
Oh, for sure.
Now, you take a place where they sell out all the time, like Ohio State or Nebraska or Oklahoma or Alabama, and you start saying, Well, yeah, but if you want to pay this, we can do everything for you.
Yeah.
And of course, then
people are lazy.
And the school gets a cut of that action.
Yep.
So what this thing does and what makes all the owners mad is that Jerry, of course, will get a bigger piece of the pie because it's his idea.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess
he's
probably deserves
guy.
That. Yeah, for a guy from Arkansas, he's doing pretty well. And, of course, he's going into the Hall of Fame, which makes him even more extra special.
Yep.
So there you are. Another way to separate you from your money, but you'll be entertained the entire time.
Mm.
I know modern technology is great and everything, but is this the right way to feel? 61% of people now say the 9-to-5 workday is dead, according to a new survey. Survey comes from Career Builder. 61% of the people now say the 9-to-5 workday is dead because it is so easy for our bosses or our clients to reach us in our off hours.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, do you feel offended if you have a customer who gets in touch with you? I guess it depends on how big the customer is,
right?
Yeah,
it really depends on the job.
In big cities, the phenomenon is especially bad. 73% of the people in D.C., think that 9-to-5 workday is dead. Well, yeah, but a lot of them are making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Think about that, okay? Nothing wrong with being on call if you're going to make
extra
money.
And a lot of times
money.
It's your decision to pick up the phone.
You're right.
Exactly.
68% of the people in Boston, 66 in L.A., and 62% in Dallas say 9-to-5 is dead. Well, I don't know. We don't have a commute here, so that's not too bad.
So we're good.
Look for a high temperature today, about 86 degrees and cloudy. Got a 70% chance of some showers, and there's some up in Robertson County right now. Be only 89 tomorrow, but it's 80.